May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? Those opening lines of Emily Dickinson's iconic yet haunting poem kept coming back to me this past week as I prepared for today's sermon, and at the same time continue to process Jude's thought-provoking sermon from last week. Jude said that studies show that January is the month with the highest rates of depression, and I imagine that slips into the first week of February as well. Sometimes the pressures of our day-to-day, ordinary life can overwhelm us to the point where one might feel like nobody. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? In today's gospel, two parents are seen going into the temple with their newborn child, a son. As is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And as required by this Jewish ritual, they offered a sacrifice. While the wealthy and well-off people were expected to sacrifice a lamb, Luke says that this couple offered a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, signaling their poor status in life. To passers-by, this ordinary family doing what they were required to do by their Jewish faith possibly was viewed as nobody. It's easy to get caught up in judging those we encounter by the way they look or act. How do we get out of the nobody syndrome? How do we stop from characterizing others or ourselves as nobody? How do we stop feeling at times like nobody? Today's gospel helps us navigate how to be the somebody God wants us to be each day by being faithful in what we do, by honoring God in the ordinary, by trusting God, especially in those times of waiting, and by always looking for ways to bless the lives of others. It is clear that God wants us to be faithful in what we do, and we see that from the glimpses we are given of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus and their family life throughout the Gospels. One thing is certain. Joseph and Mary raised Jesus according to Jewish traditions. They were faithful to the law of Moses. Right before today's gospel, we learned that Mary and Joseph had their son circumcised as required and named him Jesus. In the opening verse of today's gospel, we hear that when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The verse immediately following today's gospel tells us that every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. Mary and Joseph also did what they were required to do by the Roman government, like the time right before Jesus was born when they went to Bethlehem to register for the census. Their adherence to the law and all of life's daily requirements were parental examples of how to live that stayed with Jesus his entire life. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." We too are called to be faithful and to follow God's commandments and the laws of the land and to pass that way of living to the next generation and beyond. I've been blessed by working with our acolytes and our Sunday school children, and constantly am impressed with who they are becoming, largely because of how they are being raised. It makes me happy when I hear parents and godparents say they are here at St. Francis not only for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren. Yes, God calls us to be faithful and to lead by example. We also are called to honor God in the ordinary, or what I like to call the meat and bones of everyday life. I'm talking about those times we sometimes take for granted. Getting up and ready for each new day. Preparing meals and enjoying them alone or with family and friends. Listening to music or a podcast. Reading, exercising, working hard. Teaching someone else something new. Listening to the ocean. Relishing an amazing sunrise or sunset, or marveling at a beautiful hummingbird hovering a few feet from your face. Honor God in the ordinary, for that is where the mystery and wonders of life are so often found. In today's gospel, God was honored and found in the ordinary ritual in the temple, and the serendipitous encounters with Simeon and Anna. God is found here at St. Francis as we gather for Eucharist on Sundays and Wednesdays for baptism, confirmations, marriages, memorial services, and other events throughout the week. God is definitely here, but we also are reminded of the verse in Matthew's gospel when Jesus said, "For when two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." God is with us in our everyday, ordinary life, at home, at work, at school, and everywhere in between. In my interpreter's Bible, I came across a quote attributed to Jesus in an early Christian papyrus text that dates from the early 3rd century, recognizing the possibility of discovering the divine presence in the ordinary. It reads as follows: "Wheresoever there are two, they are not without God. And where there is one alone, I say I am with him. Lift the stone, and there shalt find me. Cleave the wood, and I am there." We are blessed that God is with us all the days of our lives, especially in the ordinary experiences. Yes, God is with us. But it's a two-way street. And as we see in today's gospel, we are asked to trust God, especially in those times of waiting. As French philosopher Simone Weil said, "Waiting patiently in expectation is the foundation of the spiritual life." That certainly is demonstrated today through the story of Simeon, a righteous and devout man of God. It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, Simeon took Jesus into his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Simeon faithfully had been waiting for this moment, and it finally arrived. What a great story. But if you're like me, it's not always easy to wait. Yet waiting is a guaranteed part of life. And as demonstrated through Simeon, God wants us to wait with a spirit of expectation. Or as the renowned theologian and priest Henry Nouwen underscored, the spiritual life is a life in which we wait, actively present to the moment, trusting that new things will happen to us, new things that are far beyond our own imagination, fantasy, or prediction. That indeed is a very radical stance toward life in a world preoccupied with control. As we go forward, may each of us see God in our waiting and trust and know that God waits with us. Finally, in order to be the somebody God wants us to be, it's important to always look for ways to bless the lives of others, to be a blessing to those around us and all we meet. After holding Jesus, Simeon blessed Jesus and his family. Can you just imagine the impact Simeon's blessing had on them? We too are called to treat others the way we would like to be treated, to have a positive impact on those we encounter, and to be a blessing on others. We were shocked and saddened to learn of the terrible helicopter crash in Calabasas last Sunday morning, and much has been written and said in the aftermath. I was touched by Mary McNamara's column in the LA Times when she mourned the 9 lives lost and said, "With any luck, this tragedy will remind us that we are all just people to whom wonderful and terrible things happen. And so maybe we should be a little nicer to one another." May God help us to love and bless each other. As we live into the somebody we are meant to be, we realize that Jesus is calling us into a life beyond our wildest dreams. By being faithful in what we do, by honoring God in the ordinary, by trusting God, especially in those times of waiting, by always looking for ways to bless the lives of others, we will all come to the point where we are able to write a new poem. Through Christ, I am somebody. Who are you? Through Christ, you are somebody too. Amen.